Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Rick Entres from Bear Meadow Farm in Ashfield. You're a beekeeper, right?
Bees are in.
How are bees doing? Are people, whenever they hear about bees as of late, they think of the colony collapse disorder.
All that bad news is still relevant, still happening. Bees are undergoing waves of viral infections. The problem with this colony collapse is that when a bee feels sick, it removes itself from the hive. And when you have a big outbreak of a viral infection, every bee feels sick and they all leave the hive.
It's like when the cold comes
exactly.
Here in the building.
How do you combat viral infections in bees? Same thing that people do.
Wash your hands.
You try and keep yourselves healthy. Good nutrition, increase your fluids, you know, all these things that we do. We try and help the bees to do this in their hive. We don't have as bad a problem with this here in Massachusetts because our farms are comparatively small and bees eat a good varied diet. Where colony collapse is really bad is in large corporate farms where there is 700 acres of one crop. This is a terrible diet for a bee, one food.
Is the science kind of solid on this at this point? There was a million different things that were being bandied about, everything from cell phone towers to GMOs to neocotinoids.
Yeah. All of those things play into when does a hive get sick when the bees are under stress. So what are stressors of bees? All these things you just listed off.
Trump candidacy.
Pesticides, poor nutrition, moving bees around on trucks. All these things are stressful to a beehive, and that causes them to be more vulnerable to an infection. The actual cause of colony collapse is an infection. In America, everybody thinks of bees and they immediately attention turns to honey because that's what we eat. But in fact, the biggest role of bees here in America is in pollinating crops. Even as a business, beekeeping, much more money changes hands in pollinating crops than ever changes hands in honey. Farmers contact me. We need some help pollinating our crop. Could you supply us with bees? So now, instead of moving bees around, we move the beekeeper around. If I'm going to set up a bee yard, it has to be protected from bears. We find a spot.
Because that's silly Winnie the Pooh.
The bears never take a day off. So we find a spot that's good for both the farmer and for me. We start bringing some equipment in there. One fine day, we start bringing bees there. We feed them and take care of them until they grow into a massive hive full of 30,000 workers that will be out in the field pollinating crops.
Talking with Rick Entres from Bear Meadow Farm. Why is your farm called bears if bears are your biggest enemy with these bees?
So the day we bought our farm in 2005, we came from the closing. So exciting. We got the key to the front door. We're driving up the driveway to our farm. And who do we meet in the middle of the driveway?
A bear.
Black bear.
Welcome
us to our new
farm. Can't wait for your bees.
We heard you're coming.
What were you doing before you bought the farm?
I am a laboratory scientist. I am an adult onset farmer. The first 25 years of my career was spent doing genetic testing in a hospital lab.
Wow.
So the unique spin for me is I bring a scientist's eyes to agriculture. One of the things I'm doing with my bees is to try and help select genetic types of bees that are better suited to our Massachusetts environment.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out most bees are born and bred in the South. Those places are not particularly like Massachusetts. And so we have to adapt our bees to a northern climate. I work on that.
Genetics and genetic modification are what some people are saying is involved in the collapse of bee colonies, but you are using the positive aspect of genetics to be able to create healthy bee hives in this area.
Yes, to me, genetics is our friend. We're using traditional breeding techniques.
Mm-hmm. Are they coming from, bees. I remember interviewing other beekeepers in the past, that Russian bees are better suited for our area. Is that true?
Yes.
We better get used to it because Donald Trump becomes president. We're only going to have Russian bees.
Right. Believe me, Russian bees are the best bees. Tremendous bees.
So, Rick, you brought a honey tasting opportunity for Monty.
Yeah.
So honey is a really wonderful product. Honey is not just honey. Honey is about the plants that it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So what I brought for you today are two wildflower honeys. So honeys can come in two general categories. They are either one flower type or they are blends.
Blended. And the bees blended them or you blended them?
They blended them.
Because that's what they had to choose from, the flowers that were in their area when they were going to make
honey.
So here
I brought you a cheat sheet chart that I'm showing you. And it shows that we harvest our honey by season, spring, summer, and fall. And at each one of those seasons, there's a different collection of flowers. And it's those collections of flowers at different times of year that give these honeys their special taste character.
The bees are creating their own special Bordeaux-style blend throw-up that we know of as honey. Delicious. I don't know if I know the nuances of honey tasting as of yet, but
there is a new job of honey tasting in America.
I love it. Snobbery on any level is appealing to me.
This honey is much darker and has a slightly different texture, too, it looks.
The interesting thing about honey, and you as a scientist may aver, Rick Entres from Bear Meadow Farm in Ashfield, one of the only food products that we cannot create in a lab still must be created by bees.
That's correct.
That in and of itself, plus the fact that you can open an Egyptian tomb, and if you find honey in that tomb, you can eat that honey.
And it's still good.
And it's still good.
Talk about bees and the beehives and products that we get from the beehive. Everyone immediately thinks of honey. Two other products we also get are pollen, a nutritional health supplement.
What do you put it with?
You eat it plain.
And what does it do for you?
It's pretty strong taste. So it's a floral flavoring agent. It has tremendous protein, complete protein. It has all 20 amino acids in it. Reason number three is a huge dose of B vitamins.
Pun intended.
And finally, if you eat some pollen every day, you will live to be 100 years old.
Guaranteed?
Yep.
I don't know.
You probably shouldn't make it, come talk to me.
What about the idea that a lot of people say, oh, if you expose yourself to honey, raw honey or whatever, that you're less likely to have allergic reactions? Scientist beekeeper Rick Entres?
Anecdotally, it's true. I must make the official disclaimer. There is no scientific proof that eating honey or pollen will reduce your allergies.
This from the guy who just said, if you eat pollen, you'll live to be 100.
So that's the scientific line. Anecdotally, I can tell you I have three customers who have cured their summertime allergies by eating honey and pollen.
All right, now onto the hard cider.
So one of the main crops that bees are useful in is apples. And so I spend some time around apple trees. There are many things you can do with apples. Most of them have to do with eating, but there's also this whole drinking aspect of apple. Doesn't take too much reading to find out that Johnny Appleseed
was a raging alcoholic.
Famous John Chapman from Massachusetts. He was out spreading the culture of apples, not so that you could eat them, but so that you could drink them.
So you came to bees through cider.
Yeah, so cider was the first step for me, and bees were the second step.
Uh-huh.
I make two different kinds of cider, traditional dry and semi-dry.
Mm-hmm.
Today we're going to get to taste some semi-dry. So when you open cider, it should smell fresh and fruity. It should not.
Which it does.
It should not smell old and musty.
There is a little bit of honey on the palate I'm even getting too.
We're using a blend of 11 different apples. Our secret weapon is to go out and continue to pick wild apples.
Smooth.
Yeah, and a very dry finish, even though it says semi-dry. But I love it. Rick Entres, who got to the world of bees through the world of cider and his Bear Meadow Farm in Ashfield. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.